But at this point, I wanted to go through something that was mentioned in today's Sun Herald in the Danny Widler column, just talking about the program, our program, and also talking about ratings. He's been doing that the last couple of weeks. And my whole point of making mention of it last week was because I felt that they were misrepresented in the newspaper. So I'll go through this for you. And this happens every year. Origin 1, 2, and 3, top three rated shows, any channel, any genre. Same again this year. The NRL matches 30 of the top 50 shows on Fox Sports in 2019 have been NRL matches. The AFL year on year are up 1.4%. That was after being down 16% in 2018. Right, so they're up 1.4% this year. And part of the reason that for last year was the Commonwealth Games. Mm-hmm. Channel 7 had the Commonwealth Games. Which brings us to the Ashes in 2019. Now, Channel 9, the free-to-air broadcast partner of the National Rugby League, has the Ashes. There are 12 NRL days that have been affected thus far by the Ashes, and there's another 7 to come. So the fact that free-to-air partners are broadcasting other sports has an impact on your free-to-air numbers. Mm-hmm. Streaming across 9 Now, Foxtel Now, KO and NRL Live Pass are all increased. And if we look at a longer snapshot of this, Raymond, to get a better understanding of where trends are, since 2017, the NRL viewing audiences across both partners are up 0.6%, while at the same time the AFL are down 11.5%.
Is that right?
Across that same period. These numbers are direct from the National
down
Rugby
11.5%.
League. 11.5%. And as a case in point, I'll take you to last Sunday when the Raiders played the Seagulls. We're all looking mm-hmm. forward to that game. The free-to-air broadcaster Channel 9 had 262,000 people watching. The subscription mm-hmm. provider, Fox League, who had a simulcast of the game that goes to 30% of households in Australia, had 256,000 people, 6,000 less than the free-to-air broadcaster. So what that says about the quality of the broadcast from Fox League and or Channel 9, I'll leave it up to you. But that's my point on that one.
Okay. To be fair to Danny, wasn't he just pointing out, though, that the NRL numbers are down? And to be fair to Nine, and that would be a concern to the NRL, given that Nine has such a wide reach. So that was the essence of his point.
There's no doubt Nine has a wider reach because they're a free-to-air broadcaster.
And you want those numbers to be going up, not down.
Yes. The people who have Fox League have the option of watching Channel 9, mm-hmm. and yet almost to the same number they are watching on the subscription provider, which is interesting of itself. Let's get to Zorba. You got a little mention as well in that column today. G'day, Zorb.
Good morning.
Morning, Pete.
Happy Father's Day, boys.
Happy and Father's you too, Day. Pete. Hey, Zorb, I've got some concerns for you, mate. Tommy T looks like he's out for the season, so Manly gone. And also, based on front page of today's Sunday Telegraph, Manly gone.
Well, you've got to be realistic. The issue from last night when Tommy went down and then already They have one of their best back rowers in Joel Thompson out. Now they've got three other players out. They just don't have the depth to cover. Des will do a good job, but I think Manly's brave and surprising to a lot of people. Bid for a top four is certainly over for that part of what they wanted to do. Now they're going to get a home semi and they've got to gear up and backs to the wall and see what they can come up with. Mm.
What about the Phil Rothfield story today, Zorban? He has mentioned three clubs that could be in the firing line. Manly's one of them, Cronulla, and also the Gold Coast. NRL, Channel 9 apparently have a plan to cut one team from the NRL.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, particularly when you're dealing with privately owned clubs that will go to court to protect their identity.
Yep.
They're paid big dollars to get a licence in the NRL, I'd say, once again, the NRL will get their backsides kicked in court.
Zorb, just on that topic then, I don't think anyone disagrees there should be a second team in Brisbane. So Jim and I have been speaking this morning, and a lot of our listeners have chimed in, re-expansionism. What's your take on potentially having two more clubs in the NRL?
Well, there's enough players to go around. I think we need to take a serious look at it. And I think give the clubs a period of time to meet the criteria that they need. I think being just doing something off the cuff now because Channel 9 recommend it, I don't think that's fair pool.
No. Yep. The end of this broadcast deal is 2022. So you could say to a side next year in 2020, hey, in 2023, you're coming into the competition. And that gives them the time to prepare. Hey, what was your take on the way things transpired up there at Newcastle? There's all sorts of rumours and innuendo flying around, Zorb.
Well, been around this game for a long time.
Yep.
And tops in business usually means flops in rugby league. The game is littered with people from the business world that thought they could bring their business acumen to rugby league and have fallen by the wayside. The embarrassing train wreck that is the 2019 Newcastle Knights simply reinforces the fact that the successful business people struggle when they switch their focus to sport and rugby league in particular. The Knights CEO, Phil Gardner, is highly respected in the licensed club industry.
Yep.
He's got a great record there. But his performance as CEO of the Knights, particularly in the last month, has been a 2 out of 10 at best. His ramblings about having every prospective coach's details on file, that was embarrassing, especially as he's already made his choice. As for the Newcastle players, they look self-centred, overrated and overpaid, despite their big win yesterday. While we're on business people in rugby league, what about the Warriors CEO, Cameron George? He's been a 1 out of 10, openly blasting players and being publicly blasted by his own coach, Stephen Kearney, who wouldn't normally say boo to Casper. Think hard about business success in sport. Kerry Packer? Yes. Nick Politis? Yes. And then Daylight after that. Now, both of those multis surrounded themselves with iconic people in the game that they loved. Kerry Packer surrounded himself with people like Tony Gregg, Ian Chappell, when he went into cricket in the big way. And he was surrounded by people that knew what they were doing. Nick Politis has done the same thing since 1975, when he's the first sponsor of a club in rugby league. He's built an empire. They have got so much land as a legacy and property as a result of his business acumen that they've set up for life.
Yep.
Now, they don't have the numbers in juniors that people are crying out for to be part of the criteria, but they are the envy of every other club just about in the league. So, you know, I mean, it's easy to say, let's get rid of the clubs that don't have big boundaries. Well, I just don't think it's going to work.
No, absolutely.
And speaking of Nick Politis's club, 22-6 the Roosters over the Panthers last night. They're humming along, the Roosters. Panthers, they're on life support now, Zorb.
Well, they are. And from game one this season, I keep my notes. And I said they've got a problem around the dummy half.
You did say
They've had four dummy halves all year. The game has changed. Having slugs at dummy half, not going to cut the mustard, was painfully clear that Penrith were sadly lacking a live wire running number nine. They tried everyone, except the three sisters, to play them. They moved quickly this week to remedy the situation by signing Manly's live wire, Appy Coruscant, for 3 seasons. And Appy has been overtaken at Manly as the club's priority number nine by young Manisi Fainu. It frees up money to keep the Turbo brothers. He's on 500,000 plus a year. So those final 2 years are going to be spent wisely by Des Hasler.
No, I think Manasse Fainu is an outstanding player. The rotation works well, but I'd love to see him get more game time. What happened with Will Chambers and the sin bin there, Zorb?
Well, I don't think he should have been sent to the sin bin. I had a good look at that tackle. It was up around the shoulder, but it was nothing out of the ordinary and was nothing different than a lot of tackles in that game. I think the referees overreacted, and the tackle on Goswiski was no different to lots in the game. Surely an overreaction. And once he was off on his way to the dressing room, some idiot poked his mobile phone through a gap in the in the tunnel, but was quickly arrested and taken away and charged. Shame it happened, but I don't think Will Chambers has got any case to answer.
No, I don't think so either. And what will happen to that fan? Will he be banned for a period of time?
Well, sure he will be.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be banned for probably life. It was a stupid thing to do. Mm. I mean, it just, I think he fell for all of the hype about the Manly Melbourne rivalry, and at that stage of the game, it was all over Red Rover.
Mm. Hey, Zorb, just back to the Knights-Titans game, I wanted to ask you about Mal Meninga's and what impact he's had or hasn't had since he's been at the Titans.
Well, I remain stunned. I noticed him in the coach's box, and those two coaches have been left with a horrible job, and they've done nothing. The decision by the 2019 Wooden Spooners, the Gold Coast Titans, to make Mal Meninga a well-paid tracksuit top boss of everything continues to be mystifying. What does he do? How many hours does he put in each week? It deserves an explanation. After all, he remains the Australian coach. I think it's embarrassing to have the Australian coach the be-all, end-all of the Wooden Spooners by a long, long way. Now, the decision, and it must have been across his desk, to sign the English international veteran, Callum Watkins.
Mm.
I mean, Watkins is way out of his depth now. 10 years ago, he would have been an elite signing. But that's not missing the bus. That's just a dumb decision.
Knee injuries everywhere too, Callum Watkins. So it is a very strange decision on that one.
Boys, how do you want your back rowers?
Back rowers?
How do you want them? Do you want the juggernauts like David Fifita?
Mm.
Or the non-stop speed, skill, quickest play the ball in the game like Cam Murray?
You can almost have both.
Yeah.
Cam Murray is the middle forward and Dave Fifita on the left
one.
Or left or right.
You can only have one.
I'll take Cam Murray, I think. He just doesn't stop.
I'll take Dave Fifita.
There you go.
Both players lit up their games on Friday night.
Yeah.
Murray across the Tasman. It was interesting that when he was given a rest by Wayne Bennett, the Warriors went bang, bang.
Yeah.
Scored two tries with him off the field. Mm. He scored two tries while he was on the field. But they can't afford to give him a rest. He's such a key player now. And those quick play the balls in the finals with Damien Cook ready to run, rabbit, run. I think Souths are still in this. I think they'll finish top four. And
yes.
I can't wait for next weekend. If you think back hard to the start of the year, Souths played the Roosters. And our exclusive tip on this program was Souths to win. I don't know if I'd be game enough to tip that next week, but that is the game of the round. And it's on a Thursday night, which is a bit stunning to me.
Well, they'll probably get plenty of people on the free-to-air broadcast on that one. By the way, Sharks win today. That's done. That's the eight done. Places within the eight. If the Seagulls lose by 11 next week to the Eels, then they will flip around. Eels will finish fifth. The Seagulls will finish sixth. And just on that, Trent Barrett finished sixth with the Manly Seagulls just two years ago with a very similar squad, Zorb.
Yeah, he did. But then he finished 16th, 15th the year after.
Yeah, but that he wasn't coaching for half the time. He wasn't coaching.
He decided to hit the road.
Yeah.
It's not the club that, you know, he decided the facilities weren't good, chairs weren't comfortable enough.
Yeah, but before when he was there, he took the team to sixth.
Yeah, he did, but he had a certain Bob Fulton on his shoulder. He didn't have him the year after.
Right, fair enough. Right, let's Zapper get
time.
To the Zapper.
Time.
You've got a good price for this one.
And he's in form too, our man.
And you're going to say the Raiders minus 1.5, so you think they can get the job done against the Sharkies?
I'm convinced they will.
Right.
Mm. I think the Sharks have been one of the major disappointments of the year. And I think Jack White will tear them apart. They're very vulnerable around the rucks. Any side that wants to take the Sharks on up the middle can get good results. I think the Raiders at the line into the Tigers 13+.
Oh, Tigers.
Wow.
Flat out scoring 13, the Tigers. They'll defend it.
Well, they scored more than 13 last week.
Well, that's true.
The Newcastle Knights, and I think they'll appreciate the SCG. I think Benji will turn on a show. The Dragons have been, along with Penrith, the Warriors and the Cowboys, the most disappointing teams of 2019.
Yeah, can't argue with yourself.
Raiders minus 1.5 into the West Tigers minus 12.5. That's Zorba's Zapper. You can find it under Sports Specials on your Tab app or on your website. Sports Specials there, $7.50. $7.50 for that one. So plenty of value there from the Tab. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak again next week.
Okay, boys. If your dad's around, give him a big cuddle because I wish mine was.
Yeah, we're a bit the same. We're a bit the same. Good on you, Zorb. There he is, Zorba, with his thoughts on the game of rugby league.